Rodriguez told KPCW that they want to maintain the dependability of the Camas route. She said the ridership on the route has been increasing.
It will be interesting to see now that the resorts are closed, what that ridership looks like. So I'll be paying attention over the next couple of months to sort of look at if our ridership drops at all. But just anecdotally from the drivers and from some of the surveys we've seen, people are riding for all sorts of reasons. You know, we have many people that report riding simply because, and this is a direct quote, driving equals stress. So they choose to ride. And that's a reflection of how great people are think the route is.
She also said they may be able to use electric buses on the route.
The issue with the electric buses now is that we don't have any that can hold a long enough charge to get there, but we are working with Proterra to purchase some of those longer running vehicles. And I know Park City Transit did a really great demo a few months ago where they took one down to the Capitol and they made it almost all the way up the hill on a charge. And so that long range technology is there, and we're working with Proterra to apply for some grants to get the vehicles that could potentially go all the way from the valley up into Park City and then out to Camas.
The county plans to buy the space in Camas, which serves as a park and ride lot, but Rodriguez said first the city is amending its code to allow for the use.
We are just waiting for Camas City to revise their code. They would like to have a special call out for park and rides so they can dictate, you know, the lighting and the design. And right now the code doesn't have a specific section for park and ride operations. So in being a good partner, we've said we will wait until you can update your code accordingly. But yes, we are making that purchase.
Park City's transit manager Alfred Knotts was not in the studio Monday, but Rodriguez said she's heard from Knotts that the city will present the preferred alternatives for Highway 248 to the public in May. They're also designing the new pedestrian tunnel under 248, that is Kearns Boulevard, by the high school campus. And finally, she said e-bikes will return for the season on April 28th. They will have 40 new bikes and some new stations. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.